happiness or lack of it was based on his perspective. You can be laying brick or you can be building a beautiful skyscraper. The choice is up to you. You can go to work each day and just punch it on the clock and dread being there and do as little as possible. Or you can show up with enthusiasm and give it your best, knowing that you're making the world a better place.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story, which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi-nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to talk about the elements and causes of felicity and happiness in Islam. Now we find that, for example, in the Western world, we find that some people, not all of them, but small section of or a small part of people in the Western world may be provided with whatever they might wish, and from some other people's viewpoints, they may be regarded as happy people. But are these happy people are really felicitous? One may doubt, because you find that, for example, even in the communities, we find that many types of crimes take place day and night. Okay, so what would be the use of, being provided with all those facilities, all those possibilities, facilities, and whatever one might desire, yet they don't feel secure enough to go outdoors at midnight, for example. We find that according to some certain Muslim scholars, and notably based on the observations and reflections of the late Martyr Murtaza Mutahhari, we find that a very comprehensive scheme for felicity is that man should be recognized together with his potentialities, with his possibilities, capabilities, his education, and the end point or the end and eternal journey to which he or she would be led. When we find that common knowledge, ordinary knowledge, this experimental knowledge, has failed to recognize the moral aspects or the truly psychological or moral aspects of mankind, we shouldn't expect these scientists to be able to formulate a good definition of moralities. And by the same token, a good definition or formulation of what's meant by felicity. From this point on, we find that if someone wants to reach felicity, to reach happiness both in this world and felicity in the world hereafter, the Holy Quran says that, first of all, anybody is expected to understand and to appreciate the sweetness of believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in God, in the creator of the whole universe. When we realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes us much more than our parents may like us, okay, we find that whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has instructed us to do and to follow has been all for the sake of our moral advancement and our reaching felicity, reaching happiness in this world and felicity in the world hereafter. Another one is piety, religious piety. And from the point of religious piety, we find that not only we aim to make everything and to provide everything for us as we desire, rather, this kind of piety and moral education is for the sake of coming up with a good and standard society in which we are going to live, or in which we live. Another one is from amongst the indications that take all people from monotonous or boring ordinary life to a very pleasing good life, both in this world and felicity in the world hereafter. One of them is remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Certainly, those people who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala live a good and pleasant life, both in this world. And on the other hand, those people who forget that for what purpose they've been created, and they only regard themselves as their own, gods, or rather egocentric or self-centered, okay? They wouldn't live a good life. Rather, they have their own mental pressures, or, for example, other problems and so on. Another one is being associated with great people, with men of knowledge, men of scholarship, wise people, sages, and so on. Another one is that one should be happy to have a good family. Okay, in a piece of hadith related from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned that there are some markers of a happy life for any man. One of them is having a good wife. Another one is, the next one is having a large home. Another one is having a good car, for example. Car and good children. At the same time, it must be indicated that those people who live a good life shouldn't lose sight of considering the eternal journey, because this eternal journey awaits all of us. We hope to have taken very important lessons from these observations. Thank you.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub.
Could you tell a little about yourself?
I'm Eric Shmanandi from India.
I was born actually in London, England.
I'm a journalist by profession.
I'm 20 years old and I'm a student of physics. My dad, who taught me the art of writing.
Listeners Special.
In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Salam, dear listeners, and warmest greetings to you all. And welcome to this week's edition of Listeners Special on this beautiful Sunday, July 25th, 2021. I am Atef Erfani, hosting this program today. Listeners Special is a Sunday program where your views are presented through emails, letters, and messages from around the world. So, please contact us and tell us what you think about our broadcast. Dear listeners, if you have any messages for our listeners around the world, then record your voice and send it to us and get your voice heard. Please do remember, Listeners Special, the Sunday program is your program. It's your views that are important. Please keep us company until the end of the program. Welcome back to your program. This is Listeners Special, and as usual, many of you have taken the trouble of sending us reception reports. Yes, reception reports are very useful and important to us in IRAB English Radio, especially to our technicians and engineers. These reception reports enable us to provide a better service to you, dear listeners, around the world. All of you who have sent in a reception report will be receiving an EQSL card from us. Now, here, I truly appreciate those of our listeners who have kindly sent us reception report, including Mizanur Rahman from Bangladesh, Omar Kuvik from Sweden, and Shivandapol from India. All of them are old and regular listeners. So, Mizanur Rahman, Omar Kuvik, Shivandapol, we want you to know how much we value your support and commitment to IRIB English Radio. Many thanks for sending us these reception reports. And here I send my appreciations and warmest greetings to those of our listeners who have kindly sent us letters and emails from around the world, including Wu Xianun from China, Hector Friahofre from Chile, one of our regular listeners, has sent us an email. Sudhir Pandey, one of our regular listeners, has sent us an email. Henry L. Omadhe from the Philippines, one of our regular listeners, has sent us an email. And the last but not the least is an email from Omar Kovic from Sweden, one of our old and regular listeners. So please stay with us until the end of the program. I will be back with all these kind messages after the music. Welcome back. This is Listeners Special, and here we have a lot of letters and emails from around the world, which I have chosen some of them to read in this edition. And of course, we have other emails and letters for other editions of Listeners Special, but this time an email from Wu Xianun from China. Wu says, "I am a radio listener in Shenzhen, China. I hope you can issue me a radio listening certificate card, that is QSL card, to prove my listening. I hope your station provides the listeners with EQSL card, schedule, flag, etc. First of all, salam and warmest greetings to you, Wu Xianun from China. And many thanks for sending us this message, this email from Shenzhen, China. We are so happy that our signals are received in your area, Shenzhen, in your country, in China. Of course, we sent all our dear listeners around the world a radio listening certificate card, that is a QSL card. And these times, because of coronavirus pandemic, we send our dear listeners an EQSL card. Yes, wait for one of them. Wu Xianun from China, we will send you an EQSL card. And regarding your request for sending you schedule, you can find our frequency schedule and our program schedule in our website at www.parstoday.com/en. Of course, about our souvenirs, our promotional items in IRIB English Radio, we will send them as soon as the hygienic protocols regarding coronavirus are removed. Well, many thanks, Wu Xianun from China. Write to us soon and tell us your views about IRIB English Radio broadcast. And from Chile, from Latin America, we have an email from Hector Friahofre. Hector is one of our regular and old listeners who says, "Dear friends, I am pleased to send you a reception signal of the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran according to my details. I am very happy with the current moment of the propagation, which allows us to listen to distant radio signals, as an example, to hear in Chile a signal sent from Africa and elsewhere. The signal itself is not very strong, which is logical, but with the headphones, it is perfectly audible. I would like to receive information about your country. Best regards. First of all, salam and warmest greetings to you, Hector Friahofer from Chile, from Latin America. We're so happy that the signals of IRIB English Radio are heard in Latin America. And Hector, so you're pleased and you're happy with the propagation which allows you to listen to distant radio signals. And you've said the signal itself is not very strong, but fortunately, it is perfectly audible with headphones. Thank God. So, Hector Friahofer from Chile, if you want to know about Iran, if you want to receive information about our country, about Iran, of course, we broadcast many different programs about Islamic Republic of Iran. And these days, we are broadcasting programs like Close Up Iran, which is broadcast on Mondays. And about the time of the broadcast of this program, you can refer to our website at www.parstoday.com/en. And there, in addition to finding the archives of different programs about Iran, like Iranian Notable Sources of Global Honor, Close Up Iran, Iranian Markets, we have the archives of these programs. Also, in our website, you can find the time of the broadcast of the programs that are airing nowadays in IRIB English Radio. So, Hector Friahofer from Chile, many thanks for writing this email to us. Wait for one of our EQSL cards. We are looking forward to hearing from you very soon, Hector. Now, dear listeners, after a short break, I will be back with other kind emails and letters from around the world. Please stay with us. Welcome back from India. We have an email from Sudhir Pandey. Sudhir Pandey is one of our regular listeners who says, thank you for your mail and the courtesy you have shown, and I hope that my verification will be rectified by QSL cards. I will do my best to send my comments about your various programs, as I am all a student of Beauvoir, Le Mans, France, in 1997 to 98. Hope to stay in connection. Regards and salam and warmest greetings to you, Sudhir Pandey from India, one of our regular listeners, and thank you very much for sending us this message, this email. Of course, my colleagues will send you an EQSL card. Yes, we are in the time of pandemic and we have designed and prepared EQSL cards from in our radio for our dear listeners around the world. Yes, wait for one of them. And so you do your best to send us comments about our programs because you're a student of Beauvoir, Le Mans, France. Thank you very much. So in your upcoming emails and letters, please tell us your views about IRIB English Radio broadcast and programs. Many thanks for sending us this email, Sudhir Pandey from India. We are looking forward to hearing from you very soon. And from the Philippines, we have an email from one of our regular listeners, and that is Henry L. Omate. Henry says, dear friends at IRIB English Radio, greetings from the city of Smile, Bacolod City here in central Philippines. I am one of your listeners from this part of the world. Can you please send me your new shortwave frequency schedule so that I can find and listen to your station easier? Kind regards. Hello, salam and warmest greetings to you, Henry L. Umate from the Philippines, one of our regular listeners. Yes, you are one of our old listeners from the city of Smile, as you said, Bacolod City in central Philippines. And thank you very much for sending us this email. You're looking for our shortwave frequency schedule, so you can find it in our website at www.parsetoday.com/yen and wait for one of our EQSL cards in your region. Many thanks for writing this email. Henry L. Umate from the Philippines, write to us soon and tell us your views about IRIB English radio programs. So, after a short break, I will be back with an email from Sweden. Stay tuned. Welcome back. This email, as I said, is from Sweden, from Olmarkovic, one of our regular listeners, who says, "Dear radio friends in Tehran, greetings from Sweden." I mean, Olmarkovic means "Dear the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran." A new report sent on my reception of a regional IRIB transmitter heard by me. Kindly check my details and send me by email or ordinary mail a confirmation with frequency and date of listening for my records. Kind regards from Sweden, with the hope of continued collaboration between Iran and Sweden for our mutual friendship. Yours sincerely, Olmarkovic. Salam and warmest greetings to you, Olmarkovic from Sweden. And please accept our warmest appreciation for sending us this email. So, you are waiting for an EQSL card. Yes, my colleagues will send you an EQSL card. You have sent us details and email. Of course, my colleagues will check them out and send you an EQSL card. And also, we wish you all the best. We hope that this collaboration between IRIB English Radio and you, our regular listener, will continue. Many thanks for writing this email to us, Olmarkovic from Sweden. Write to us soon and tell us your views about IRIB English radio programs. And now, dear listeners, I think here we have to skip to the next section of this week's program, which, of course, is this week's interview, which is conducted with one of our regular listeners. Hope you like it.
Yeah, you're welcome. I think your news coverage is useful because you cover news that other international broadcasters often don't, such as the BBC or the Voice of America. You cover information that's especially about your region and the Middle East, which is very useful. I don't think as much in the way of improvement as I can particularly think of. You're putting in a good signal. What I would say is that it's good that you've remained on shortwave. Now, a lot of international broadcasters have abandoned shortwave for the internet and thereby losing, I would think, a lot of their listeners. And international broadcasting is very important because it helps nations to cooperate and helps people from different countries to be friendly, etc. I'm one of those old-fashioned people that doesn't use the internet, surprisingly. I often get told off by my friends because I'm not on the internet, but no, it's far more exciting. Now, I mean, you have to agree that the quality of reception, obviously, on the internet is better than shortwave, but shortwave is very exciting. You're actually receiving a signal that's come from hundreds or thousands of miles away and has been sent by a transmitting antenna and bounced off the ionosphere, and although the signal may fade a bit and you might get a bit of noise, it's far more exciting and interesting to listen on shortwave than on the internet. Well, my message is keep listening to IRRD on shortwave, keep listening, keep keep in contact with the stations, keep sending them reception reports, because they are valuable to the technical staff of these stations, and that they'd like to know that their signal is getting through, and they like listener response, because they want to know there are people who are actually out there listening. Thanks very much.
And wishing you all the best in life, here we wrap up this week's edition of Listeners Special, the Sunday program, your program, dear listeners. Please keep in touch with IRIB English Radio and have a good time.
Listeners, your opinion is always important to us. We invite you to spend just a few minutes writing us a letter or sending us an email. We'll be glad to hear from all of our listeners who have any questions or comments about any of our programs. Our postal address is IRIB English Service, PO Box number 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran. You can also send your emails to EnglishRadio@irib.ir. That is one word, EnglishRadio@irib.ir. Please visit our website at www.passtoday.com/en. Our phone number is 00982122013720. Once again, our phone number is 00982122013720. Our profile is also in Facebook. Our address is www.facebook.com/passtodayenglish. Thank you all for being with IRIB English Radio.
Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and we're with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll be discussing the commentary of the 23rd chapter of the Holy Quran, Suratul Mu'minun, or the Believers. Now let's just listen to the related verses, and then we'll be back. So stay with us.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
أيحسبون أنما نمدهم به من مال وبنين.
Do they think that what we extend to them of wealth and children?
نسارع لهم في الخيرات بل لا يشعرون.
It's because we hasten for them good things, rather they do not perceive.
Dear listeners, as you have been previously with us, we were talking about 54th verse of chapter Mu'minun. فَذَرْهُمْ فِي غَمْرَتِهِمْ حَتَّى حِينَ. Leave them in their overwhelming ignorance for a time. You may remember that the concept under discussion was causing division, which was a great disaster, and it had a long history. So those ignorant people could not be guided. They somehow refused to accept the truth intentionally, because as the other verses of the Holy Quran suggest, when they heard the truth, they thrust their fingers into their ears, they covered themselves with their garments, and they persisted and magnified themselves with pride. So as a result, فَذَرْهُمْ فِي غَمْرَتِهِمْ, the Almighty Allah tells His Prophet to leave them in their overwhelming ignorance, and this is the worst kind of misleading. This is when Allah leaves man to his own devices. Anyway, in the 55th verse, the Almighty Allah says, يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّمَا نُمِدُّهُمْ بِهِ مِنْ مَالٍ وَبَنِينَ. Do they think that what we aid them with wealth and children? The next verse continues, نُسَارِعُ لَهُمْ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ بَلْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. We are hasting unto them of good things? Nay, they do not perceive. So, they somehow, these ignorant ones, evaluate themselves and others only on the basis of wealth and offspring. And this indicates lack of common sense. The previous verses talked about the danger of being ideologically obstinate and misled. And these obstinate groups and parties who have these tendencies are obsessively attached to their ideas. They get a great deal of pleasure from the thought of their ascription to their particular belief system, and try to close their minds to any other attempt at investigation and inquiry into other religions.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Wa ila al-ibli kayfa khuliqa ila al-samaa.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
These two verses mention a part of other aspects of their self-conceit, because the Quran says, أَيَحْسَبُونَ, do they think, أَنَّمَا نُمِدُّهُمْ بِهِ مِنْ مَالٍ وَبَنِينَ, that what we aid them with wealth and children, نُسَارِعُ لَهُمْ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ, we are hasting unto them of good things? Do they think that having a great deal of property and offspring are proofs of rightfulness? This is the sign of them being on the right path and a sign of their spiritual greatness and closeness to the Almighty Allah's mercy? Nay, بَلْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ, it is not like that. The verse announces they do not perceive, بَلْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ, they are not aware that their very wealth and children are a kind of punishment and chastisement. It's a means of trial. This is a beginning of their retribution. They are ignorant to the possibility of the fact that Almighty Allah might be giving them all kinds of blessings and favor in abundance, so that the chastisement to it will become more painful for them. It is a fact that if the doors of grace are closed to man, he will be more able to suffer troubles and deprivations. But this is not the case when he is used to a life of comfort and luxury, because in that case, even the smallest deprivation can be very excruciating for him. We all have experienced the cases where we have loved something or someone, and when that thing or that someone has been taken away from us, we felt that somehow a part of our body had been taken away from us. But this abundance of blessings usually thickens the veils of ignorance and conceit before the eyes of the evil and arrogant persons, to the extent that they cannot return to the path of truth. The Arabic word numiddu is derived from the word imdad, which means to take the deficiency of something perfect and to prevent something from ending. And the verse that says أَنَّمَا نُمِدُّهُمْ بِهِ مِنْ مَالٍ وَبَنِينَ, we aid them with wealth and children, means that we are giving them these things in abundance, but they do not understand that these are for their own chastisement. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this program as well. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me. Why? And that's when faith begins.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
IRIB English Radio presents Month of Velaya. The Velaya of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Sayyid Abbas Razavian.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to the month of Velaya. This is a good time period for us to remember the Walayat of Amir al-Mu'mineen and the position that Imam Ali alayhi salam has. Imam Ali is not limited to a certain sect. Imam Ali is for everybody. When we look at different scholars, either Sunni or Shia, they have very great statements about Imam Ali alayhi salam. The scholar Ahmad ibn Hanbal has this statement that he says that مَا لَأَهَدٍ مِنَ الصَّحَابَ مِنَ الْفَضَائِلِ بِالْأَسَانِيرَ الصَّحِيحَ مِثْلُ مَا لِعَلِي. There is no companion that has as many virtues and fadilat and qualities and narrations from the Holy Prophet with correct and accurate sources than Ali ibn Abi Talib. When you look at the scholar Khwarizmi, he mentions that if all the trees from this hadith from the Holy Prophet, that if all the trees were gardens, if all the trees and gardens turn into pens, and the oceans into ink, and the jinn into accountants, and men into scribes, they will be unable to count the merits of Ali ibn Abi Talib. Therefore, one of the qualities that we look at of Imam Ali alayhi salam is the quality that he has, is that he is absolutely great. He is unparalleled. He is azim. And this is the quality when we think of him. We see that in history, he lived in a life that it was impossible for somebody that did not have knowledge of God, that has not been appointed by God to live. Not only do Muslims venerate and honor Imam Ali, we look at even Christian scholars. George Jordag mentions that if God were to take away all the blessings we had in this world and instead give us one more Ali ibn Abi Talib, it would be worth it. Therefore, Imam Ali alayhi salam is great. All in historians, whether Muslim or not Muslims, when it comes to different sects in Islam, different scholars, people loved Ali ibn Abi Talib. But as we know, Imam Ali alayhi salam was great. He was also very, very kind. We know of him taking care of the orphans in the city of Kufa. We understand the kindness of someone when he talks to his own enemy, when he even talks to a person that has struck him on the head with a sword, which is what Ibn Muljam did. And then Imam Ali, in the tradition, speaks to him. He says, Ya hadha laqad ji'ta azima, you have done something great, you have done a big crime. Then he says to him, أَبِئْسَ الْإِمَامُ كُنْتَ لَكَ. Was I a bad imam for you? كُنْتَ لَكَ حَتَّى جَازَيْتَنِي. That you had to punish me. Was I a bad imam for you? And then when they got the killer of Imam Ali, they got Ibn Muljam, he tells this first command was, أُرْفُقْ يَا وَلَدِي بِأَسِيرِكَ. Be compassionate, be kind to your captive. So we see the quality of greatness of Imam Ali. We see the quality of absolute kindness, that even to Ibn Muljam, he was kind. And then we look at another quality of Imam Ali, that is his oppression and how madloom he was. They see in the books of history, in the Umayyads, they for about 90 years, they cursed Imam Ali alayhi salam. There is a person that in the books of history is mentioned, he did not curse Ali ibn Abi Talib. But then he remembered after the khutbah of Jum'ah, and then instead to repent, right where he was standing, he started cursing Ali ibn Abi Talib. And that place became known as Masjid al-Lan, the Masjid of Cursing, because that was the place where he remembered to curse Ali ibn Abi Talib. So we see that this is the basically 1400 anniversary of the martyrdom of Imam Ali, 1400 years that Imam Ali alayhi salam has left us, and this is the month of Walayat. We see these three attributes of Imam Ali that stand out the most. His greatness, him being Azim. His kindness, how compassionate and kind he was. And we see the oppression that he faced. and how strong he was when he faced these great difficulties and great difficulties from Allah, and that he never, ever gave in to such trials and tribulations, and he was, alhamdulillah, victorious. As he says himself, he swears by the Lord of the Kaaba that I am victorious. Inshallah, in these few days, and inshallah, these time period that we have, we inshallah connect more and learn more about Ali ibn Abi Talib, our great Imam, alayhi wasalam. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ahla bayti tayyibin tahiri.
Palazzo Farnese is one of the most famous palaces in Rome and is being used as the French embassy. However, some of the rooms there are not open to the public. Now, an artist has come up with a creative way to show the historic building to everyone. An Italian artist known as JR has created a mural art installation on the French diplomatic mission in Rome. The artwork is equivalent to a virtual hole and shows what the building would look like if there were no outside walls. JR has conducted similar dazzling projects on other buildings, including a mural in the city of Florence, providing people with a sneak view of architectural masterpieces.
Cockatoos in Sydney suburbs have learned a new way to scavenge for food, opening wheelie bins with their beaks and claws. Australian researchers have found out that the parrot family birds are learning the ability from one another. Moreover, the scientists have discovered that cockatoos in different neighborhoods have distinct styles and approaches to pry open the bins. Although the birds opening bin lids seems to be a simple action, it shows a more complex behavior pattern that proves animals can learn, share, and develop subcultures. In some rural areas, online education during the pandemic seems a challenge, as students do not have access to smartphones. In the Indian state of Jharkhand, teachers have come up with an innovative idea to tackle the problem. Turning walls of houses into blackboards is the solution. Under this circumstance, students can learn in the open air while maintaining social distancing. Teachers use loudspeakers to manage the classrooms. Parents welcomed the idea, as most of them could not afford a smartphone and a fine internet connection. They also built platforms for students to sit on while attending classes. There is a famous quote, "One should always try to turn every disaster into an opportunity." A Swiss hiker with Parkinson's disease has put that saying into practice by hiking more than 1,100 kilometers across the Alps. Yves Aubusson, suffering from the disease for more than 16 years, completed the challenge in less than 100 days last year. During his journey, he scaled high-altitude peaks and crossed nearly 100 mountain passes. Aubusson says his first goal was to inspire fellow patients to be active even if they are gravely affected by the incurable disease. But he says his major motivation was to raise awareness of the debilitating neurological illness, which is little known.
What motivated me to do this hike is that I wanted people to know better this disease that is so little known. So I did something that I think was important and that maybe people will relate to. The fact that I did this hike, some people understood it more than I hoped. It went beyond our hopes.
The 52-year-old hiker, previously a professional golfer, is now planning for a new challenge that includes a bike and a tricycle. But he believes that if he could encourage other patients to do sports, he will definitely win his challenge. Thank you. Burpees are one of the gym exercises that many consider it either a funny workout or simply avoid to do. But that's not the case with a Brazilian man who set a new Guinness World Record with 951 burpees in just 1 hour. Cassiano Rodriguez Liriano, a professional mixed martial arts fighter, completed this feat nearly a month ago that was later verified by Guinness record adjudicators. Liriano says he was driven by a promise made to his niece, Rebecca, who was born with a severe heart disease, and the gym set up a fundraising effort for her. Liriano had originally aimed for 1,000 burpees, but fallen short of that mark due to a leg injury he sustained 2 days before the feat.
I'm tired. It didn't go as smoothly as I thought it would go. I'm in so much pain now on my leg because I got hurt. But I'm very, very happy with the accomplishment and in being able to help my niece. So that's the most important thing.
Loriano has not met his family since moving to Singapore in May 2019. He says the only way he could help them is using his athleticism. The previous world record was held by a Canadian who performed 879 chest-to-ground burpees within the same time limit in March this year. In the U.S., creative designers are trying to raise awareness about the environmental issues in a fun and playful way. A climate change-themed mini golf course has recently opened to public in New York City. It consists of 18 holes, each one featuring an environmental problem or a potential solution like habitat loss, energy inefficiency, and emissions. Designed by local artist, the course is made with recycled materials.
Climate change and the environment are such important topics right now and important issues that faces all of us now and will face us in future generations. So by bringing the environmental issues to the forefront in a fun, playful way like mini golf, it really sparks the conversation and helps folks understand the scope of the issue.
Visitors have welcomed the idea, saying it's both entertaining and educational. Organizers say all of the money made from the golf course will go to two local environmental groups. Let's go to Ukraine to meet the world's oldest tennis player, who has been playing the sport for over half a century. Leonid Stanislavski, now 97 years old, has competed in various world championships. When he was a 30-year-old gymnast, he started training tennis three times a week. The Guinness World Record holder is now practicing for the 2021 Super Seniors World Championship, which will be held in Mallorca, Spain. Stanislavski believes that people can play tennis at any age.
It's an elegant type of sport. It's good physical exercise. It is a beautiful game, and there is one more thing about tennis. You can play tennis no matter what age you are.
The world's oldest tennis player revealed his secret to a long life, a combination of good genes and regular sport. His goal is to live to 100 years old and take on prominent tennis player Roger Federer. The old athlete also wishes to make a parachute jump. The largest museum in the world dedicated to the study of space has made its debut in Shanghai, China. Inspired by the orbits of celestial bodies, the layout of the building has no straight lines or right angles. The museum, designed by New York-based Anid Architects, is intended to create an immersive experience for visitors to engage in a real astronomical phenomenon. For instance, visitors can take a trip into a starry night in the optical
planetarium theater.
What we aim to create is a real environment for people to look up to the starry sky. To achieve this goal, we've installed a high-precision planetarium projector at the center of the theater, which can project the sharp spots of stars on the screen with countless optical fibers. The demonstration effects are very vivid.
After moving through the museum's galleries and curving hallways, the final area visitors pass through is the sky space of the Inverted Dome. The viewing area of the Inverted Dome is about reducing almost all separation between people and the stars. The opening follows a 5-year construction process in the city's Lingang district.
The French artist has created a huge cardboard installation in the shape of a hanging bridge. The artwork is 18 meters in length and hovers above Rome's Tiber River with the help of 3 gigantic helium-filled balloons. Olivier, who created the work, was inspired by famous Italian Renaissance architect and sculptor Michelangelo. The Italian master had been tasked with the constructing a bridge on Tiber to connect the gardens of the Villa Farnesina to the Farnese Palace. However, he died before he could complete the venture. Now Michelangelo's mission has been accomplished centuries after his demise by one of his admirers.
The Light is a short bulletin in which we bring you a lot of interesting news in different fields like animals' life, cultural events, funny trendy news, and more from every corner of the world.
Every year, a lot of animals lose their life due to various kinds of accidents, but some of them are lucky enough to get a second chance. Perseus, the Greek cat, is one of them. The stray feline was taken to a vet in the city of Larissa last year after a terrible accident. The vets had to perform 3 surgeries, but Perseus lost the same number of limbs. However, he managed to stay alive and was given prosthetic legs. Perseus has adapted perfectly to his new limbs and now uses them to get around. He has also managed to snatch the heart of his saviors as visitors at the clinic where he cured have grown. A Japanese art collective has created a mesmerizing environment in a forest where nature and technology come together. In the mountains of Kyushu in southern Japan, the nature comes to life after the dark. Flowers and trees are illuminated in a glowing ripple shine, while rocks turn colorful with light installations. A waterfall made of light pours gently on a bright rock. Some rocks have calligraphy, and artificial pond projects colorful fish too. The artists behind the work say their aim is to unite technology and nature.
The thing is, sometimes people think it's a digital and nature is completely it's against each other. But in the same time, we think it's in a digital and the nature is it's quite easy to it's merged.
The Japanese team also wants to raise awareness about the original beauty of the nature, which they say is often ignored. To remind people of that, they hold exhibitions combining projections, sound, and carefully designed spaces. So far, the group has organized several art shows of this kind. Animals have been providing protection and service to people since time immemorial. They have not only been the source of food like meat, butter and milk, but also served humans by eating plants toxic to them. Authorities in New York City have taken 2 dozen goats from a nearby farm to the Riverside Park in Manhattan to munch on invasive weeds. They say it's an environmentally friendly win-win for the species removal at the park. The goats get to feast on overgrown bush and riverside.